Excellencies, the chairperson of ESCOM, Mr. Salim Badoura, the High Commissioner, Mr. Filippo Grandi, Excellencies, the distinguished delegates. The Republic of South Sudan aligns itself with the statement delivered by the Republic of Chad on behalf of African Group and would like to take this opportunity to congratulate the chairperson of ESCOM and wishing him all success in his assignment. I wish to take this opportunity to congratulate High Commissioner Mr. Filippo Grandi on the extension of his term and to thank him also for his commendable leadership in his effort to supporting member states in search for durable solution to the problem of refugees and displaced population around the world, and in South Sudan in particular. This has not been an easy task, particularly during these extremely challenging time of global climate change, unprecedented conflict, COVID-19 pandemic, and high food prices. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, allow me to convey greeting from my president, Salva Kiir Mayardit, President of the Republic of South Sudan, to this august house. It is my distinct honor to announce to you of my government commitment and readiness to fully implement the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan. The parties to the agreement last August agreed to a roadmap and extended the current transitional period by 24 months. On August 30, 2022, our nation witnessed a great event and the first of its kind, where the President, His Excellency Salva Kiir Mayardit, graduated the Unified Forces to mark the completion of the vital section of the security arrangement provided for in the agreement. All the governance structures at national, state, and local government levels are in place. Functional revitalized national legislature to enact laws has been established, launched the permanent constitutional development process, and institute economic sector reform, just to mention few. Distinguished delegates, South Sudan is committed to protecting refugees and to welcome home returnees. Despite being a new nation facing challenges such as climate crisis, conflict, and emerging issues, we have always welcomed refugees into our country. We are currently hosting over 340,000 refugees on our territory. They are included in our national plans, and they have access to basic services. They are provided with ID card in addition to enjoying freedom of movement throughout the country. Moreover, through the generosity of South Sudanese communities, we have allocated over 4,000 hectares of valuable agricultural land to refugees in Ruweng administrative area. And recently, the traditional leadership in Western Equatoria, His Majesty, the King of the Azandi, offer around 1 square kilometer of the similar land to new asylum seekers, in addition to land he has already provided. Recognizing the current momentum, the support of UNHCR and the wider international community, including development partners such as World Bank, through the funding of window for host community and refugees, there is a need to develop a comprehensive national view of solutions. Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, South Sudanese have been displaced for decades owing to our independence, struggle, and other emergencies. I am glad to state that all South Sudanese are always welcome home. And despite all these challenges, over 600,000 have voluntarily returned home on their own since the signing of the peace agreement in 2018. I would like to applaud UNHCR for recognizing these returnees and for partnering with us on the Pocket of Hope approach to reach out this population with potential support in terms of basic services delivery. And this is of a great benefit not only to the returnees but also to the entire displaced population of IDPs, refugees, and host communities. The agreement offers an opportunity for us all to contribute to create an enabling environment for voluntarily return. What is required is a comprehensive strategy to provide urgent humanitarian assistance and basic services in areas of potential return. Excellencies, distinguished delegates. In conclusion, South Sudan welcome and appreciate the effort of the High Commissioner, Mr. Pilibo Grandi, on this situation, including his mission to South Sudan, and any planned upcoming mission, hopefully soon. Furthermore, South Sudan extend a warm welcome to development partners for long-term engagement in supporting government effort. A large development effort is needed to ensure those returning can remain home. Experience has shown us that refugees return to areas lacking basic services are unsustainable, forcing some to take the difficult decision to leave their countries again. Our thanks and appreciation go to the UNHCR South Sudan for their unwavering support to the process of finding durable solution to the protected displacement. Once again, on behalf of my government, I want to extend my sincere gratitude and appreciation to the sincerely countries for hosting our citizens for many years. Thank you.
Thank you, Excellency.